Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
G'day guys, how are you? Gonna jump on Instagram Live for about half an hour or so, maybe a little bit longer. We'll see how we are going. Just on time, 8:30. Send your questions in. Duffster Charles, welcome mate. How are you? Good to see you. Kai, welcome on mate. NRL Bloomers, love the cap. Yeah, got it made for me the other day. Not sure if I'm gonna sell them or not. We'll see how we go. Okay. Hey Jacko, how are you mate? Hunter, welcome on mate. Any questions you got, guys, send them through. Recording this on the podcast will be available tomorrow or Tuesday. Not watching the Big Bash. No, I'm not watching the Big Bash. Like my cricket. Don't love it, though. Probably don't pay close enough attention to get stuck into the Big Bash, to be honest with you. But not much else on at the moment, so not a bad option. Daniel, hey, mate. Good to see ya. Matt Thomas, welcome, mates. Bloke 86, Sharks top four. I don't think they'll be top four this year. I think there's too many other quality teams that'll be in the top four. For me, the Roosters, the Melbourne Storm, the Penrith Panthers, they're lock-ins to be in the top four, essentially, for me. It's going to take an unbelievable injury run, and even when the Roosters had probably the worst injury run we've seen in a number of years, they still finished fifth or sixth or whatever it was. So I think those three are locked in, and then I think the Manly Seagulls, they'll probably be the other team, realistically. They would have been the other team if Turbo wasn't injured for the first 5 or 6 weeks. So I think those four, pretty safe to almost lock them into the top four. I don't think the Bunnings will be far. I think they'll be 5 or 6. So the Sharks, I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the top eight at all. I've probably got them in that 6, 7, 8 mark. But out of all the teams that I didn't just name as top four candidates, I think they've probably got the best hope. I'm interested to see how the Sharkies go this year. Obviously, a couple of changes to their squad. They've brought fantastic guys. They're great leadership guys. They're going to be great in defense. Halfback role, I sort of just worry about. Love the poster. Thanks, Jacko. Saw it the other day. I think my favourite player of all time is probably Freddie. Saw this one. It's no Roosters or Penrith. It's all his rep jersey, so I thought it was a pretty good one. Zach Wayne, g'day, guru. G'day, mate. Good to see you. Theo, hope you're well, brother. Up the Raiders. What are your thoughts on Parra chasing Verrills? Yeah, really interesting one, Sammy Verrills. Obviously, you know, 2 years ago, he was the first try scorer in a grand final. He's come in with a lot of hype. I know Matty John's always been very high on Sam Verrills. I think that over the last year or so, you haven't seen his best football. He's had a number of injuries. He had the eye problem as well. So he's had plenty go against him. Brandon Smith is now signed with the club. So you would have to think that that leaves him out on his ass, essentially, unfortunately. Brandon Smith, he can also play 13, but you've got Victor Radley there. You've also got Connor Watson. So Sam Verrills, he went from being the first choice hooker to probably the third choice hooker now, realistically. So I think Parramatta getting him would be a good signing. There's not many great hookers out there. Parramatta's just lost one of them, Reid Marnie. So I think Sam Verrills, he's a really good bet moving forward for them. Buddy, go the Sharks. Jai Bisho, welcome, mate. who's playing hooker for Para. Well, they've still got Reid Marnie this year, of course, mate. So 2023 will be the year where they need to replace him, and it looks like it could be Sammy Verrills. Is Sheens the reason Tigers have signed two stars? Mate, you'd have to think so. I don't know what else you could really put it down to. Only one thing has dramatically changed over the last few months since they've made those signings. It's Timmy Sheens. He's one of the greatest minds rugby league has ever seen. He's revolutionised the game, first of all with the Canberra Raiders in the 90s, and then with the West Tigers in 2005, that premiership was just out of absolutely nowhere. You look at the teams that played in the grand final the year before, the grand final we've been waiting for years. Canterbury Bulldogs, Sydney Roosters, two of the best forward packs we've ever seen. And then Timmy Sheens, he comes up with one of the smallest forward packs we've ever seen, one of the most mobile forward packs, and just blows it away. Incredible stuff. So I think Tim Sheens will be great for the Tigers, and I definitely think he has played a role in getting these guys, you'd have to assume so. Who should Power realistically sign as the next hooker? I would like to see them go after Sam Verrills. He's a quality player. Reece Robson's the other one that's been thrown around. He's another guy that I'm a big fan of. So either of those two guys, and I think they'll be okay. South to miss the eight this year. Look, I don't think South will do as well as what they did last year, but I don't think they'll drop out of the eight. I think there's enough quality, and I think there's enough bad teams, essentially, at the bottom of the ladder for South to be able to beat up on a lot of them. Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker, Damian Cook. I don't think they're going to be able to beat those very top sides, but I think they've got enough star quality and just big game players to be able to dust off enough teams to make the top eight. So personally, I think they'll be there, but I don't think they're going to be premiership contenders this year. I also didn't think they were last year, and they fell, what, 4 points short of winning it. So I think that losing Benji, losing Adam, and losing Wayne is massive, though. I think it's going to really hurt South Sydney. Underrated signing for 2022 or 23. I've had Jackson Hastings on the podcast. Big fan of that signing. Not sure where he's going to play, but I think he can be a real needle mover there. Other than that, I think Kirk Capel. People always name their best second rollers, and it's these explosive guys with offloads and high ceilings and, you know, highlight reels. For me, Kirk Capel, he's a premier back row in our game. I think he's going to be sensational for Brisbane. Another one that I've had on the podcast, Branko Lee. I think that if he can get himself right, he could be a really good signing for them. Another centre outside of Tony Staggs. Kotrick, where to? Not sure, mate. I'm here in Canberra. Eventually, I don't know when, but we heard that last year as well. So hard to get a read on, to be honest with you. With Broncos sending Arthurs to Warriors on loan, can you see them making a play for anyone? Mate, they've got so many outside backs, it's not even funny. You've got to remember, they signed Branko Lee. They also signed Jordan Piera, who I think is a really quality guy. I think the Dragons always underutilized Jordan Piera. They got Katoni Staggs coming back. You still got Selwyn Cobbo. You still got Jermaine Osako. There's a heap of talent up there. I don't think they need to go after anyone in their back line. Could open a spot up somewhere else, but personally I look at this team and I'm not sure what else they need, to be honest with you. I think they could get an upgrade on Jake Turpin, but I don't think there's anyone out there they're going to be able to get that's a huge improvement on Turpin. I think he's a solid player. I think they're getting good value out of him. There's no real position there that I look at and I think, fuck, they need to go and sign someone. So I think Brisbane, they're sitting in a really good spot, to be honest with you. Do you think the Storm have lost the forward depth to cover the potentially losing Big Nelson? Yeah, if they lose Nass, that's a big loss, but Craig Bellamy, we know what he does best. That's turn seemingly park footballers that are playing in the front row or the second row and turn them into internationals or origin players. This is what he's done the entirety of his career, and I'm sure he'll do it again. I'm not sure who it's going to be. I didn't see Felice Kaufusi coming. I didn't see Kenny Bromwich coming. I didn't see Tim Glasby coming. I don't think any of us did, realistically. This is the sort of coach that he is. They'll find someone. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. There's a guy down there, Jack Hallworth, I think you pronounce it. I saw him play centre a couple of years ago. People keep telling me he's a back rower. I think he's going to be a gun. They've also got Bronson Garlick down there, who's a really solid player. I'm a bit surprised how he didn't go further into the Canterbury system. I think he'll be really good down there. Penrith's Appy replacement. You've obviously got Mitch Kenny. He's been playing really good footy there. There's another kid that I haven't seen playing off the top of my head. I can't remember his name, but a lot of Penrith fans seem very keen on him. Lindsay something. I can't remember the name. I haven't seen him, as I said, but a lot of Penrith fans seem confident that they've got this covered. So Appy's a huge loss, though. Absolutely love him. Jacko Montage, you should open some more footy cards. Mate, we've got so many footy cards here, it's not even funny. We go through them on the podcast sometimes. We might have to get into some more, though, for sure. What have we got? Thoughts on Appy to the Tigers. Really like the signing. I know most people are excited for it. Some people have got a bit of a mixed vibe on it. I know people keep saying he's going to be 30. I'm sorry, 30 is the new 28, realistically. Guys are playing for longer than they ever have been. I don't think 30's really over the hill, to be honest with you. If he was 32, 33, maybe I start to get a little bit worried. I do get a little bit worried then. 30, I really don't think it's that old. I really like Appy. He's a class player. He's made a huge difference to this Panthers side. Talking to Nath Cleary about him the other day, just saying, you know, if he would have gone to Canterbury where we were told he was going, I don't think Penrith make either of those grand finals. They definitely don't win this year. So Appy, I think it's a great signing. He's a premiership winner. He's won two premierships in the last 7 years, which is a pretty impressive effort. Not many guys do that outside of your Cooper Cronks, your Luke Keary's, these sort of guys. So I think it's a great signing by the Tigers. I think it's an unreal. I think it's unreal for them to be able to get him. They've won not many games in the last few years. They've been perennial underachievers. They've always paid overs to get guys that are well and truly at the back end of their career. Yes, Appy's on the back nine, but I don't think he's on hole 16, 17 yet. I think he's on about 13 or 14, so I think he's still got plenty more to offer, realistically. What's your thoughts on Paulo to Dogs? I assume you mean Junior Paulo, unless there's someone I'm missing, which I haven't heard anything on that one, mate. Give me a first name there so we can dive a little bit deeper. Thoughts on Blake Brayley re-signing with the Sharks? Have McInnes. I think McInnes will be 13. I think the writing's been on the wall for McInnes to play 13 for a long time. I said it at the Dragons for years that he had to be 13 because Ben Hunt, his best position is 9. They started to play some great footy when they made that move. But McInnes obviously did the ACL and the Dragons had no halfback, so they had to play Ben Hunt there. Personally, I think Cam McInnes, and this is going to be really controversial, he's one of the best defenders in the game. I think attacking-wise, though, the game has really moved away from Cam McInnes. In the time he's been out with an ACL, the game has got faster than it ever has been. Creatively, I'm not sure if he's got the ball skills to be able to play 13. It's going to be interesting. I always thought at hooker he lacked a bit of creativity. So even if Cam McInnes isn't absolute weapon in attack and isn't a perfect link man in defense, and just attitude wise he will be worth every cent. But it's one of the reasons why I think the Sharks are going to be really interesting this year. They're one of the sides I'm very keen to see. What do you think about Tigers 2022 and 2023 recruitment and how they'll go? And I think the Tigers, I want to say they'll do better than last year, mate. I think they'll still be around that 9, 10, 11 mark, realistically. I think they're going to need a lot to go their way to make the top 8. There's just too many good teams up there. In saying that, I do see the Knights dropping out. I also see the Gold Coast Titans dropping out. So there is an opportunity for teams to jump in there. But personally, I think Brisbane are probably sitting in a better spot than the West Tigers right now. I think the Warriors, they could potentially be sitting in a better spot as well. I think the Canberra Raiders, they have a better squad than them. They underperformed last year, but there's just so many teams that are outside the 8 that have improved out of sight. For me, Canterbury Bulldogs, they're going to be heaps better this year. So I think if the Tigers make the 8 this year, that's going to be a pretty good achievement, to be honest with you. Warriors top 8, Mosey, TMO. Yeah, mate, I think the Warriors are a good chance. I love the Sean Johnson signing. I think it's an unreal little get for them. It's great to bring him back. He's a different footballer now, so I give the Warriors a good hope, but I was the biggest Warriors jinx of all time last year. Every time I tipped them to win, they absolutely shit the bed, and every time I bet against them, they showed up and played some great footy. So I'll try and stay quiet on the Warriors. I know their fans get really shitty at me whenever I talk them up, but I am excited for them. I think they've got a really good squad. Thoughts on Harry Grant, possible target for Dolphins from 2024? I'd be throwing the kitchen sink at him. I think he's going to be the best hooker in the game very soon. I think you could argue he is at the moment, but his finals games this year weren't overly impressive, so it's hard to make that claim. But I've thought for a long time that he's going to be the best hooker in our game very soon, and I don't think it's far away from happening. So if I was the Dolphins, I would be going very, very heavy on Harry Grant personally, but I'm a pretty big fanboy of Harry Grant. Roosters premiership contenders for sure, mate. They had the worst injury run of all time this year. I think next year they are a real shot. I think they're going to be one of the teams to beat. I've already got them locked in as a top four side. I think it's pretty hard to argue with that. Sammy Walker seems to have bulked up a little bit. He'll have another season under his belt. I'm sure he'll spend some time in reserve grade. Just knowing the way that Trent Robinson sort of operates, he'll be thinking long term. Get Luke Keary back, get Lindsay Collins back, throw Connor Watson in the mix. It's going to be unreal, the Roosters next year. Really looking forward to watching them. Hopefully Radley plays a full season as well. I think Satili Tupanua is really on the verge of exploding as well. I think this will be his breakout season. So plenty to be excited about over there at the Chooks, no doubt about that. Where do you see the Cowboys finishing next season? Cowboys could finish anywhere from 7th to fucking 17th. I just have no idea how they're going to go, to be honest with you. I know there's 16 teams in the comp. That was a joke. I wouldn't be surprised if they are last by quite a distance or if they sneak into the eight. They're a huge swing team. I think it comes down to how Todd Payton uses Taumalolo. If he plays him in the front row, he plays Reuben Cotter at 13, which is the way I would do it. I give them a chance to make the eight, but they're still going to need a lot of things to go their way. Trying to work out what's doing with that seven jersey seems to be a nightmare. I'm sure Todd Payton, he'll be staring at the ceiling a lot over the next few months. It's not a bad squad. It really isn't. There's some really talented guys in there between Cotter, Taumalolo, Scotty Drinkwater, the Hammer. There's some really gifted guys in that team, but I don't know. I just can't rely on them to be consistent. What have we got? Dog sign Junior Paula. I haven't heard this anywhere else, so this is coming from you guys. I've got no idea. Can we get the hat as merch looks fire? Yeah, like this merch, sort of a Seinfeld sort of vibe and rugby league guru. Had a guy that offered to make them for me. Got a black one somewhere and this one. So they weren't cheap to make those, so they'd have to be pretty expensive for me to sell them. But we'll have a look into that and see how we go. Para being underestimated going into next season. Matched it with Storm and Penrith several times this year. Yeah, I think they are. I think that I've been the number one guy to say I don't think they can win a premiership. I have said all off-season that I'm more confident that they can attempt to win one now than I ever have been for the last few years. I thought those games against Melbourne and Penrith were really impressive, especially the one against Penrith. I would argue that they didn't deserve to lose that day. They were really good. So I'm excited for Parramatta, but I'm not tipping them to win a comp. I'm not tipping them to be in the grand final either, unfortunately. Hammer locked in as Cowboys fullback by the sounds of it. Thoughts? Don't hate it. Personally, I'm not sure if he's a one. I think he's probably a better winger than he is fullback. But I also think Val Holmes is a better winger than he is fullback. If it was up to me, ideally I'd want to play Drinky at fullback and I'd play Hammer and Val on the wings. But you're probably paying Val too much money to stand on a wing. And you also don't have someone to slide in at 5'8 if you move Drinky out of there. So it's a really delicate balancing act up there at the North Queensland Cowboys. And if one of those guys gets injured, I think they're in a spot of Barney realistically. So this is part of the reason why I just have no confidence in the Cowboys moving forward, mate. I'm not sure how this team's going to line up. And I don't think Todd Payton knows himself either.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sharks need a centre, half, and prop. Probably don't think they need a prop, mate. I think they've got plenty there. Obviously, you got Toby Rudolph. You got Royce Hunt there as well. You still got Fifita, who'll give you, you know, probably coming off the bench a good 20-odd minutes or so. Then you got Dale Finucane, who I think he will be in the front row. And you got Cam McInnes, who's going to play as another middle. So I don't think they're desperate for a prop. They've also got Aiden Tolman, so I wouldn't say that. Half, I think they could. It would come in handy to get one. I thought the Craig Fitzgibbon to go pretty heavy on Mitchell Pearce. He's now left. In saying that, Braden Trindle was really impressive at the end of the season. So if he comes on like the Sharks are expecting him to, that could be anything. Centre. Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. I think Jesse Ramien's great on that side. Connor Tracy's the other centre. Personally, I'm not convinced Connor Tracy's the centre, but he absolutely kills it when he's there. So it's hard to take that jersey off Connor Tracy, but I think if you get a genuine centre, you would probably rather him there. But once again, Connor Tracy has been sensational there. I would argue he's been better than Jesse Ramien. So, yeah, it's a tough one. If Kotrick goes to the Tigers, what do you think of their moves? I don't think that one's going to happen. I think if Kotrick's going to go anywhere, he's going to go back to Canberra, mate. Once again, are the Tigers going to get the very best out of Kotrick? I'm not sure. He's a guy that's probably underachieved the last year or so. He was great in Canberra. He was playing for the Kangaroos. He was unreal. But he's underachieved at Canterbury. And I haven't seen the West Tigers get a guy that was underachieving and really turn his career around, to be honest with you. So it's not one that I would be going too heavily on. I think they've got a couple of really good outside backs there. That left centre spot, they are lacking. They've tried a heap of guys there. They've got Oliver Gildart, though. They've obviously signed him, so I'd like to see them back him in. But we know that history tells us that English centres, English outside backs, they can struggle. So, yeah, look, I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't love it either, to be honest with you. Thoughts on draft, the NRL? No, I don't like it. I hear people say that It'll be a fun day, which it would. No one would love it more than me. I'd fully get around that day, a couple of beers with the boys, barbecues, whatnot. It'd be sensational. But I don't think we have the junior system. And I hear people say, oh, if Sam Walker was at the Bulldogs, they'd be a different side. They wouldn't be. Sam Walker wouldn't be the same player at the Bulldogs as Sam Walker is at the Roosters. That's just the reality of it. History has told you that forever. Ash Taylor, when he was 18, he was a better player than Sam Walker. I'll tell you that much right now. He was incredible. And, you know, he was in a bad system. It didn't work out. I think people take the context of really good players and they put them in worse systems and they think they're going to be the same guy. It's just not going to happen. Sam Walker would not be the same guy if he didn't have Trent Robinson around him every day and that Roosters system learning off Cooper Cronk, etc. So I don't think we have the junior pathways either. I think it's just too messy. It's not like in the NFL where they have all their colleges set out and everything. So for me, I'm not a huge fan. I think you would see more and more 18 and 19-year-olds getting homesick. I'd hate to see the amount of guys that get forced to go to the Warriors and then get homesick all of a sudden, because that happens in the NRL now when they choose where they want to sign. So could you imagine if we had a draft system? I just can't see it working personally. Who will be in the centres for the Bunnies? I heard Benny Hornby saying the other day on the Rabbitohs radio podcast, he believes it will be Paulo or it will be Tane Milne. Personally, left side is their strong side if they're going to play the same way they have the last few years, which I think you'd be a bit wild to change it all that much. I'd be playing Campbell Graham there. I think you pull your best centre from the right side over to the left. But apparently they're going Tane Milne or Paulo. Personally, I'd love to see Tane given a shot. I still think he's very underrated. I think he's got so much more to offer. He's made a heap of mistakes, no doubt about it. But I think he's got so much to offer. Do you think Brandon Smith should play for Melbourne after what he's done lately? 100%. 100%. I can't believe we're still talking about this. All the newspapers took the article saying he wanted to win a premiership with the Roosters and didn't mention at all how he spoke about how the Melbourne Storm have taught him how to win and all the stuff they've done for him and all the fantastic things he said about Melbourne. Instead, they took the quote about him saying that they have piss-ups. I mean, did you all think that the Melbourne Storm weren't drinking? Was that a shock to any of you? Did you also think that when Brandon Smith was sitting at the Sydney Roosters and with Trent Robinson trying to convince him to come there that he didn't think about winning a premiership for that team? Every single player that has ever signed with another club or has ever sat in a meeting with another club has thought about, can I win a premiership at this club? Is it possible? Every single player thinks it. He's just the first one to say it and we all completely shit the bed. It blows me away that people are surprised that when Brandon Smith went to another club, he thought about winning a premiership there, and when he obviously decided he wants to be there, he wants to win a premiership there. I just think it's batshit crazy. Do you not think he wants to win a premiership at Melbourne next year? I mean, I just think it's a huge overreaction, to be honest with you. Wooden spoon favourites, in your opinion, Guru? I'm going to go with the Cowboys, mate. I just have no idea how that season's going to play out. Bunnies/Eels premiership window closed. I think so. I think the South Sydney Rabbitohs are going to have to go into a little bit of a rebuild. Probably not now. I think that it's going to be a year or two away. You've still got Cody Walker. You've still got Damien Cook. In saying that, when those guys retire, I'm expecting in the next 2 to 3 years, I think Cam Murray, he will be the best forward in the game by then. And I mean, Latrell Mitchell, he could quite easily be the best back in the game. So interesting time for South Sydney. They are set up well, but I think they need to find some other pieces to help those guys. Greetings from PNG. Welcome on, mate. Coach to the Storm, good move. I reckon he should have stayed at Brisbane. Nah, going to the Melbourne Storm is always a good move. No one's ever, well, I'm sure there are a few, but very few regret going to the Melbourne Storm. A guy with his talent, he will absolutely carve there. McInnes in 13, full-time, worth what they paid for him. Not sure what they paid for him. We're just going off what the newspapers say, which we don't really know is true, realistically. But I think he will be fantastic. I'm worried about the attacking side of things, as I've already said, but I think defensively he'll be unreal and he'll be a great leader. Best thing about the Sharks is that forward pack, I mean, there's only going to be six dudes that are going to start in their forward pack. Three of them have been first choice captains in the NRL over the last year. Wade Graham, Dale Finucane, and of course Cam McInnes. It's a pretty good base to build off. What have we got? Thoughts on Broncos next year? For me, I think they're a real smoky to make the top eight. I don't think people are giving them the credit they deserve. I love the off-season signings they've got. Branko Lee, Jordan Pierre are going to be great depth guys. They also get Katoni Staggs and Pat Carrigan back. And I know people overly keen on Pat Carrigan. I don't quite understand why. I think he's going to be a great footballer. Katoni Staggs, I think he's a premier player in our game. I've said all offseason, if Katoni Staggs plays 15-plus games, I'll probably back them in to make the top eight. I think he's that important. I think he's one of the most damaging outside backs in our game. I think with a full season, he could really push to be the best centre in our game. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Newcastle top eight, I don't think so, mate. Without Piercy, I think they're really going to struggle. I'm expecting them to finish 11th, 12th, 13th, something around that mark. Dogs prediction, Canterbury, I think they've recruited well. I think it's going to take time to gel. They've got a brutal start to their season off the top of my head from memory. I think Canterbury, best case scenario, they could finish 7th or 8th. I'm probably expecting them to be 8 or 9, though. I've sort of got 7 to 10 for Canterbury Bulldogs moving forward. But I was really high on them last season as well, and they were incredibly disappointing. Thoughts on a transfer window for the NRL? Like what the soccer do, the system is rubbish, and you need to wait a year before the player before you get the player you signed. Yeah, I think a transfer window would be good. Not exactly sure how it would work or how soccer does it, to be honest with you. I'm not obviously a fan of any club in particular. I just love the game. So when I see Reid Marnie sign with Canterbury, doesn't annoy me that much, but I talk to Parramatta fans and they're filthy about it. And I can understand that. If the team you're going for has a guy in it that you're playing big minutes, you know he's not going to be there next year when you could be giving a young guy a shot. I completely understand it. I think fans feel like when their team's not performing well, they'll straight away point at that guy and be like, oh, he doesn't want to be here, blah, blah, blah. If they're winning, though, we seem not to point fingers. So I think it gives fans an excuse to hate a guy, and I probably don't think it's fair, to be honest with you. So I would like to see a change, but I'm not exactly sure the best way to go about it. Jai Bishop, thoughts on Brandon Smith? Just spoke about that, mate. CJ Moxley, g'day, mate. Warriors, contenders, pretenders, or middle of the table? I think middle of the table. I don't think they're contenders to win the premiership, but I definitely think they're contenders to make the top eight, mate. What do you think of Manly for next year? I'm really excited about them. I don't know if they're ready to take that next step to win a premiership. I think eventually they will be. I think they have to strike while the kettle's hot. You're going to have DCE and Foran, who would have to would retire. Well, especially DCE, he's probably only got 2 years left in him. Turbo's there at the peak of their powers. You've got Joshy Schuster, Olakuatu, these sort of guys, Jason Saab, Ruben Garrick, who aren't on big money deals at the moment. So they're getting really good value out of them. So for me, Manly, their next 2 years is going to be really important. Obviously, they're going to contend for premierships for a long time, I think, as long as Tom Trbojevic and Jake Trbojevic are in this side. But right now, once they got these young guns that are playing well above their salary, you got DCE, you got Foz, you got Tommy Turbo. Hopefully, they get Nace Finu back, which would be massive. I give them a really good hope over the next 2 years. But they've got to overcome that little finals, what would you call it, that little struggle they have in the finals to win big games. That was a terrible description of what that is. Do you think the rules have to be changed about players signing a year before they leave? Yes, I do, mate, but I don't really have an exact science of how it would work, to be honest with you, mate. Most underrated team going into 2022? I think the Broncos. As I said, if Katoni Staggs plays, you know, 15-plus games, I think they're going to be really hard to beat. I think they're going to be really competitive. Thoughts on Gago to Newcastle? Yeah, they're probably short. They've probably been short a strike back for quite some time, probably since he left, realistically. Bradman Best, he looks great. Love him out on the left side. To have Gago on the right side will be unreal. Obviously, an attack is awesome, but I also think he's one of the better defensive centres. He's great, Gago. And we know previously, when he was at Newcastle, it was probably during their worst era of all time. I think they got 3 spoons in a row there. Everyone was going like a busted except Dane Gagai. He was sensational. So I think it's a really good signing by Newcastle. I think South Sydney are really going to miss him. And it's a little bit more experience to bring into that squad. Obviously, they've lost Mitchell Pearce, so that hurts. I would have loved to have seen Pearcey stay there another year and see what they could have done adding a Gagai to the mix. But it is what it is. I've heard a few people say they should move Ponga to 6 to cover Pearcey and move Gagai to 1. Personally, I wouldn't be moving KP, and I really wouldn't be moving Gago either. I think he's a premier centre. It's NRLW side to win it, especially with the addition of Jess Surges and return of Isabel Kelly. Yes, has Jess Surges gone there? I thought I saw her in a Tigers kit the other day. It's a bit confusing because the NRLW girls are currently like training in one side when they could be playing the year after. But I'm pretty sure that Jess Surges is signed with the Tigers, to be honest with you, mate. But don't quote me on that. What have we got? What do you reckon on Olakuatu next year? Absolutely love him, mate. It's funny. I remember watching a couple of their reserve grade games, and he was playing, and I honestly didn't notice him, to be honest with you. And then he's burst onto the scene in the last year. I've got to tell you, he's one of my favourite players. He's definitely one of my favourite anytime try scorers. Absolutely love him. I know it's not his second year. I know it's his third year of first grade coming up, but it will be a big test because it's essentially his second year syndrome next year to see if that affects him or not. But I'm really high on him. You got Andrew Davey returning to this squad as well, who I thought was sensational until he got injured. So Davey's going to be competing for a back row spot as well. So interesting times over there at Manly. Depth is never a bad thing though, but Olakau'atu, very, very high on him. Favorite guru quote, he's a guy when the music stops, he might not have a chair. That is one of my favorite quotes. Fazza, I can tell you listen a lot, brother. Very well done. It's right up there with Unreal. How many weeks approximately before they start to gel? Sorry, mate, not sure who you're talking in reference to. Where does Taff fit into the Bonnies lineup with a full squad? 14. I probably think so, mate, especially if MILF's not going to be there. I thought Taff was going to probably start at halfback once Latrell Mitchell returned. I thought they'd sort of ease Ilias in the back end of the season. Sounds like they're going to start with Ilias. So I would assume Blake Taff, he jumps into the 14 role, which is pretty dangerous, just quietly. Blake Taff, such a talented player, was so impressive this year. You have to find a spot for him in that team somewhere, or another team will find a spot for him. I have no doubt about that. Cowboys favourite for the spoon. They're my favourites, mate. I think they will finish last. Hope you're doing great, mate. New merch incoming. Also, Spencer's about to ask you a question. He is thinking. Matty, let me know when he asks me a question, mate. Love to answer Spencer's question. I'll keep an eye out for it. Who is the next superstar nine to come into the NRL? Guy down at Cronulla who, I think he got player of the year. I'm actually forgetting his name. Jaden Barrell or Beryl, I think it is. He looks like a really talented guy to me. He was playing for, who was he playing for last year? I'm having a complete blank here. Didn't get to watch as much Queensland Cup as I would have liked. But I also think, I don't know. I really don't have a nine that comes to mind straight away, to be perfectly honest with you. I'd love to see Nace Finau come back. I think he would absolutely carve it under these new rules. There's this guy out at Penrith that everyone's talking about, Lindsay something, I think it is, but I haven't really seen much of him, mate. Sorry, I couldn't be more help there. Riley Smith, that's the one in regards to the hookers Penrith so excited about. Riley Smith, apparently this is a guy out of the Penrith system that they think is going to be a great nine. Haven't seen him myself. Riley Smith, yep, thank you guys. Biggest ladder movers coming next season. Potentially Canterbury because they're going to come from last, but I think Brisbane, they'll sort of be the big movers. Could also be Canberra, could also be Cronulla. I'm trying to think. I think the Gold Coast Titans and Newcastle, they probably dropped down a little bit. I think the Gold Coast Titans were very lucky to be eighth, realistically. I think that they were just lucky that all the other teams were just a little bit shitter than them. So one of those guys. When are you hopping on the Hello Sport podcast for a dribble? I was actually meant to have them on my podcast a couple of months ago. I'm not sure what happened there. We sort of got our lines crossed. They were going to do a dream team, which I think would be hilarious. Champion guys brought their merch earlier today. Last dribble stuff. Good to see. If you were trying to buy that, I think their website went down for a couple of hours there, but it's up and running now, ready to go. So go and support the boys. If you're not listening to that podcast, I highly advise you tune in. I absolutely love it. Lucky enough to meet the guys a couple of times in Denon studio as well. Champion fellas. They're exactly the same off the mic as they are. Thoughts on Luciano Leilua to the Cows? Yeah, I like it. I like Luciano Leilua. I'm not sure if the Cowboys, I actually don't like it as much as what I sounded then. That was sort of an automatic reaction. I think it's not a bad signing. I'm just not convinced they're going to get the very best out of him. I think they've probably, if the figures we're hearing are true, it's a little bit overs for me. But if you get the very best out of Leilua, he could be anything. He's got the sort of potential to be one of the best forwards in our game. So damaging and just has an unbelievable offload as well. I think the Tigers sort of put a bit of a muzzle on him and didn't let him play his natural game for a lot of the time he's been there. So I think he's got a lot more to offer than what we've seen the last few years. If you had to choose between having Mark Gasnier or Matty Cooper both at their peak, who would you choose? Unpopular opinion, but I would go Matty Cooper. If I'm looking for highlights, I'd go Gaz. But mate, Matty Cooper as a center was unreal. Saw him about 18 months ago down in Kiama. Still looks like he could play, to be honest with you. So Matt Cooper would be my choice there, but I'm probably a little bit biased. Hey, mate, hope you're well. Thoughts on where Jacob Little could land in 23-24, given Curaçao's imminent arrival? Yeah, Jacob Little and Jake Simpkins, two guys that potentially Parramatta could look at these guys. Jake Simpkins, he's one that I'm really excited about. I don't think he was given a proper opportunity at the West Tigers there. I think he's got a lot to offer. I don't know where these two could land, but I just don't feel like they're England-bound just yet. I think they've got a little bit more to offer. Thinking a draft is required with new teams coming in. Not really for me, mate. I'm not huge on the draft system. I think people like the idea of it more than they like the actual how practical it really is. So no draft for me, mate. Sharks, great signings, but need halves to contend 2023. Yeah, I think they need to find a half. Either a Brooksy, bring a Mitch Pearce back. There's a couple of options out there. It's just a matter of getting your hands on one of them. But considering the sort of guys that are in this team, I don't think it should be too difficult for them to convince someone to go there. Be a great forward pack to play behind. Paps, hey, mate, how are you? I'm doing well, brother. I hope you're doing well. Let me know how you're traveling over the next few weeks, mate. Good to hear from you. What are the questions? Who is playing the centres for Bunnies? I think it'll be Campbell Graham. That's what I would do. But Benny Hornby made it sound like on the Rabbitohs radio podcast that it will either be Paulo or Tane Milne. Out of those two, I'd like to see Tane get a shot. From Spence, will Xavier Coates score more tries than Papp? And will Xavier win trophies? Haha, bless him. Spence, mate, thanks for joining in. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Will he score more than Papp? I'm going to say yes. I think he's going to score a heap of tries next year. I think he's going to be a real kick target. I think the middle will probably slow down a little bit than what it has the last year. I'm going to take him to score more tries. Will he win trophies? He's playing in purple, mate, so you would have to assume he does. Thanks, Matty. Hope you're well, Spence. Talk to you soon, buddy. Do you think the 2022 season will be better than 2021? Yes, I do. I think the blowouts will close up a little bit. I think the gap will close there. I don't think it'll be completely closed, but I think it will close off the back of last year. The good coaches are always so far ahead of everyone else. It takes everyone else a little bit of time, normally in off-season, to catch up to the good coaches. So I think they will to some extent. Do you see Isaac Tago as a long-term center or back rower? I see him as a center for now, but I think he'll be a back rower moving forward, mate. Really high on that kid. Think he's going to have a really good season. Think he's going to be a favorite of super coaches as well. Sharks going after any props as Fifita won't be there in 2023 and 850K saving. People have asked a few times they need props. I don't know if they do this year. 2023, they might, realistically, with maybe Aiden Tolman might retire by then. But, yeah, I'd probably be going for a halfback before I go for a front rower, to be honest with you. Guys, I'm going to skip all the way down to the bottom of the question. So, sorry, I've skipped over a lot there. But if you'd like to send them in now, I'm going to be going from the bottom. Why don't you have a team to your sport? How do you get into the NRL otherwise? Just love the game, mate. Very keen on my super coach as well. So, I've never really had an issue with it, but I understand why people think it's weird. Do you miss City v Country? It's one game I used to enjoy. Yeah, mate, I love City vs Country, but the reality is players aren't going to play it anymore. And if I was a coach, as much as I love the idea of it and the community side of it, I wouldn't let my players play either. It's too much of a risk to get injured for something that isn't overly relevant and doesn't really matter that much to the players outside of the country boys. Can the young guns at the Dragons start something special in the coming years? I think they can. Hopefully they're able to keep them all. They look really talented. I'm excited for the Dragons to come through. I think it's really good to mix them up with some experience in Jack DeBellin, Ben Hunt, and Andrew McCulloch. Oh, I sort of like their balance at the moment. What do we have? Where do you see the Tigers in a few years? Hard to say, mate. Near impossible to predict what the Tigers are going to look like next week, let alone in a few years. But I like the signings they've made. I think Appy's a massive one. Hopefully he can get the very best out of either Luke Brooks or Jackson Hastings moving forward. I think they need a real seven to step up there. Will Flegler reach his potential? I think he will. I really like Flegler. I love Flegler and Carrigan. Two guys I'm really excited about. What do you think about Nathaniel Roach? Nathaniel Roach might be the unluckiest guy, along with probably the Stanley brothers. Injury has just derailed his career unbelievably. Love the way he plays. Always been a great hooker. He's a guy that I was always keen on Supercoach every single year because he was always center wing or hooker. And if he's playing hooker and you can get him at center wing, absolute gold. But every opportunity he hasn't absolutely lit it up. And then when he has got an extended opportunity, he always gets injured, the poor bastard. So not even sure where he is now. Is he at Parramatta still? I'm not sure. But, yeah, a career that's been derailed terribly. Jess surges with Roosters NRLW team. The Tigers team is Harvey Norman Premiership. Right, sorry, mate. Thank you. Thought about Tevita Pangai Jr., coach under Willie Mason. What have we got? On St. George 2022. Yeah, as I said, I'm excited for them. It's a good mixture of old and young talent. I think they'll do well. Not sure if they make the top eight, but I said that last year, and if it wasn't for that goddamn barbecue, they'd probably sneak into the eight, realistically. Really surprised me. Who would you like to see partner SJ in the halves? I think I would go with Tough. I love Nikorima. I also love Ash Taylor. I would love to see Ash Taylor given a real opportunity next to a guy like Sean Johnson. I'll always be an Ash Taylor fan. Remember watching him as a junior and he was just something else. Are you planning to do a season preview with Denon and Finchie? Hopefully, mate. If Denon gives me a buzz, I'll be more than happy to go in there. Love working with those two guys. I think it always produces good quality content too. Your most improved player of 2021. I'm hoping it's Ash Taylor, to be honest with you. I also think that Satili Tupanua, he's going to go to a real next level. So a couple of guys there, but I'll go more in depth as the season gets closer. Cooper Johns in a few years. Yeah, I think Cooper Johns been a little bit underwhelming so far. What we've seen has been good, but I sort of thought he was going to be a little bit better than what he is. But he hasn't been given true opportunities yet. He's a funny guy. He's charismatic. Absolutely love him. He's going to be in our game for a long time. But I think once he gets an extended opportunity, which I don't know if he's going to get in Melbourne realistically, I think he'll be very good, Cooper. Only Manly's young guard develop more in first grade. You think premiership soon? Yeah, I think Manly, they've got a really good crop of young guys coming through there. Harold Matt's team at the moment is one of the best I've ever seen. Yeah, I think Manly, they're on a path to something pretty special over the next few years. Rabbitohs top four. No, personally, I think they'll just drop out. Keen to watch a game of league in PNG. Yeah, mate, that'd be unreal if I'm able to get out of there alive. If you had to tackle one front row, who would it be and why? Couldn't tackle any of them. Not a hope in hell. Couldn't tackle any of the wingers either. Couldn't tackle you, Les, to be honest with you. Will Adam Kieran get a role next year? Very interesting, Adam Kieran. Probably not. He probably won't be in 14. I don't know if he'll be in the centres or whatever, but I think at some point he will prove to be really valuable. He's a goal kicker and he can play about 8 different positions. So he will be handy at some point. I have no doubt about that. Best grand final win of the last 10 years. Hard to go past the Cowboys 2015, I think, to win the way they did. That was incredible. The Sharkies as well, I was a big fan of that one. South Sydney was sensational. 2019 Roosters to go back-to-back, first time in 30-odd years, very impressive as well. So a lot of teams putting their hands up for that. I still think Melbourne Storm 2020 was incredibly impressive, considering that they had to go and live in a hotel under new conditions and everything, without Slater, without Kronk. Pretty tough gig there. Penrith this year, you could argue that their finals run was one of the best we've ever seen. I think it's one of the toughest we've ever seen. So a lot of premierships come to mind there. I could make a really good argument for all of them. Thoughts on Bird switching to lock or back row? I've been saying this for years. He should have been a lock the whole time, in my opinion. Who should Manly realistically sign to take that next premiership step? Honestly, I reckon if they get Nace Finehu, that could take them to that next step. I think Lachlan Croker was really solid this year, but he's just not the same as Nace Finehu. He's a guy that I'm really excited to see get back. What have we got? Best final series of the NRL era. Jeez, final series. I'll tell you the one that I really like was that 04 final series. You always knew it was going to be the Roosters and the Canterbury Bulldogs. They had some really good games on the way through. I think the Roosters, they had to beat Penrith to get in from memory. No, they had to beat the Cowboys to get in and the Bulldogs had to beat Penrith. It was a crazy final series. Really enjoyed that one. 2010 was really good too. You obviously had that... that Roosters Tigers one, then you had the Dragons on their run. Yeah, off the top of my head, hard one to answer though, to be honest with you, mate. Who do you see partnering Reynolds in the halves this year at my Broncos? At your Broncos, mate, I would go Tyson Gamble or Albert Kelly, obviously. I would probably go Albert Kelly, but I'd find a spot for Tyson Gamble. I think he could be a really good 13. He's the sort of guy I just want in my team somewhere. But once again, you got Albert Kelly, you got Tyson Gamble, you got two competitive and really talented guys fighting for the same position, which is going to probably be a successful position, the opportunity to stand next to one of the Premier Sevens in our game. As I always say, depth is never a bad thing. Completely agree about Finu comments, but I've been imagining if Manly signed Staggs, Saab on his outside, Okawato on his inside. Yeah, I mean, if any team gets Tony Staggs, that's going to be unreal. I think he could be the premier centre in our game if he just puts together two seasons injury-free. But Finu, I think he's going to be a real market mover for Manly Seagulls. When Cheese joins Roosters, they will be unbeatable. They'll be close to it, mate. They were pretty hard to topple this year, and they were missing half their team. They're going to add Connor Watson. They're going to get back Luke here. Lindsay Collins going to be better by then. And they're going to add Brandon Smith, probably the best momentum guy in rugby league for me. Your favourite player of all time, Guru? He's standing behind me here, probably Freddie. This is why I grabbed this piece. It's all of his rep jerseys as well, so it's not biased to Penrith or the Roosters. But Freddie, he was one of my favourites growing up. Grew up living close to the SFS. We're members there, so used to go and watch Freddie play every week in the Roosters. Obviously a stacked team back then, but Freddie When they didn't have him, they just fell to shit. I reckon Sticky might be on the outer if he misses the eight this season. Yeah, I agree with you, mate. SJ for the Warriors. How do you think that will go? Really excited for SJ, mate. I think he's coming back a new player. Very excited to see him return. Something's just right about Sean Johnson in Warriors colours. So very keen for it, mate. I think the Warriors could be a little smoky to make the eight this year. Do you think the Cheese made the right choice going to the Chooks? Yes, I do. He wants to be a nine. He's made that pretty obvious. I think the Melbourne Storm have made it reasonably obvious that they see Harry Grant as the long-term nine. So I understand Brandon Smith going there. I think it's going to be unreal to watch Brandon Smith play for the Roosters taking on Harry Grant from the Melbourne Storm. I think it's going to be a rivalry that we're going to be keen to watch for 10 years. So I can't wait, to be honest with you. Could Carousel to Tigers unlock Brooks like he unlocked Cleary? 100%, mate. I wanted Hastings in and Brooks out, but with Appy, not so sure anymore. Yeah, I think that Appy's a real needle mover for either Brooks or Jackson's Hastings. Either way it goes, I think it's going to be good for Balmain. Tigers, sorry. Warriors have so many halves. Yeah, they do, mate, but God, it's a good position to have too many of. There's a heap of teams that don't have enough. So if you end up having a heap of injuries, it's good to have depth. You've obviously got Chanel Harris-Davida. If he's staying there, that remains to be seen. Cody Nikorima, Ash Taylor, Sean Johnson, Reece Walsh could play there if he needed to. So having too many halves is never a bad thing, in my opinion. Thoughts on Jaden Sullivan playing hooker? Not for me right now. I'd be going with Andrew McCulloch. Probably play Andrew McCulloch for 60 minutes, and I'd probably bring Bud Sullivan on. I think you just have to find a way to get him on the field. 4 and 1 more season to 6, or should Schuster take the reins? 2 years at a position he wasn't supposed to play might mess up his halves development. What do you reckon? I think you'll be okay, to be honest with you, but I understand what you're saying. I just think Schuster is the exception. He's just hyper-talented. He is such a good footballer. I think he'll be a 6 moving forward. I actually wouldn't be surprised if they bring this young Finu over the next few years. I know he's very young. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being the 6 and Josh Schuster ends up the 13. Jake Trbojevic into the front row. I think that'd be how I'd try and do it long term, but it's very far down the track. I like the Sullivan question, a genuine 14 in the making. Yeah, I think he's probably better off in the halves or at full. I'm not sure where you play him. I just don't think he's a hooker, but he's a footballer, and the modern game is suited to footballers. If 14's the way that you get him in this to this team, that's how you do it. It is what it is. All right, guys, that's been about 45 minutes or so. Thank you for sending in your questions. I really do appreciate it. This will be available on the Rugby League Guru podcast. We've also got a draft podcast dropping tomorrow morning with the weekly rubdown where we went through a draft of the season 2009. So really interesting content there. Love doing work with them. If you're a Supercoach player, you're not playing draft, make sure you do. You will love it. Get some mates together, play draft, and go follow the weekly rubdown. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.